March 12, 2010 in Oroville. News, announcements, and interviews with Marlenka on microphone, in studio Andrea, Nadine, and Yahalom. A look at the weather. Today, the heat index is 34 degrees Celsius. The temperature range is 26 to 36 degrees, with slight chance of rain Saturday, and east to southeasterly winds 10 to 21 kilometers per hour. Now listen to Tim Ray, who speaks in a very positive manner with constructive suggestions as he expresses his views on the current topic of interest, the banyan tree at Matrimandir.
So my name's Tim, and based on my 30-plus years, I have a series of suggestions I can make regarding the banyan. First of all, I think that people should remember that whatever has been done there has been done in a positive attitude. There has been no hostility towards the tree or to the gardens. It's all been done constructively, which is positive. I don't believe at this point that the tree is dying. On an obvious level, only half the tree's root area at the most is affected. The remainder is completely unchanged. So another point is that although the tree may look a little bit tired at this point in the year, I think that's just part of the normal annual cycle. Different trees bury and re-leaf at different points in the year. And my observation is that this one is a rather late sort of re-leafer. So the fact there's no berries there, I don't think is a matter for concern. On a practical level, I would say at this point that there should be a restriction on any further trunks or roots, if you like, growing down. But I do believe that the canopy and the foliage above should be allowed to continue growing. In other words, no more pruning there. I think it would be good to remove half the earth cover, which has been placed, and to break up the remaining earth in a way which would allow the aeration to occur in the ground area below. I'd remove the two paths crossing the silent space below the tree. I would remove the concrete platforms and the concrete seat surrounds and install instead the benches with sand support, rather like you typically do for granite pillars, you know, when you're putting fencing and things like that. So there's no more concrete covering the root areas. I would remove the outer-facing semicircles and leave only the inward-facing semicircles. That would automatically introduce a gap between the bench seat arrangements, and it would leave only the ones facing inwards. I would also think about feeding the whole area with EM, because I think that would help regenerate the tree if there's any sort of question about its health. And lastly, I think we should hold the tree in our thoughts. And maybe when we go to the Matrimandir Gardens, maybe just detour, go to the tree, and just somehow convey to it our love and concern and hope that it'll just hang on in there for centuries to come. That's it, I guess.
The banyan tree, it stands at the geographical center of Oroville. It symbolizes unity and it's dear to Orovillians. A few months ago, landscaping started underneath the banyan's spreading boughs in the form of two paved paths, as well as a series of benches. For many Orovillians, this changed the atmosphere. Now, the main concerns that developed were about the health of the tree in relation to the pruning that was recently done and the amount of weight, the extra soil, the stones and cement placed immediately under the tree and its many trunks. Recently, a petition was launched proposing the landscaping and design work be stopped until agreement and harmony between the two conflicting sides becomes resolved. During a general meeting on the 10th of March, the resolution process began with 150 people participating. The news is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, contact orovilleradio.org, and thank you for listening.